Charles, thank you so much for that call and for that comment. I want to play another moment from an interview that Katherine Johnson herself did in 2011, because we've been talking so much about female mathematicians and young girls in the STEM fields. And so here's what Johnson said in 2011 on WHRO's What Matters about just the fundamental importance of asking questions.
It was important to me to learn why. Girls, some of them are reluctant to ask questions. They feel that they're just being curious, but if you want to know, you ask a question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. It's dumb if you don't ask it. But girls are capable of doing everything men are capable of doing. Sometimes they have more imagination.
Katherine Johnson in 2011. Margot Lee Shetterly and Christine Darden, last couple of questions, and we've got about 3 minutes left here. So, and Margot, let me start with you. What do you think Katherine Johnson's legacy is today?
I really think that the legacy is twofold. First of all, is the work. You know, we really have to remember that she put in the hours, she put in the preparation, she was the right person at the right time, and she is the author of that work, of those pioneering equations. So we always want to remember her for that work. And then I think that we remember her for the symbolic value, for showing that when you look for talent everywhere, you find it. You know, that she was a black woman in the South, segregated South, in a time when women couldn't even get credit cards in their own names. And here's a woman who raised her hand and said, I'm the person to help send the man into orbit and bring him home safely. So I think it is both the work that she did and the symbol of what is possible when we look for talent everywhere.
Absolutely. Dr. Darden, what do you think her legacy is?
Well, the work that she did, certainly this entire country is dreaming of Katherine Johnson now, and we run into it everywhere we go, and she has inspired so many young people in this country who are willing. I've had them even say, I'm going back and do my homework now because I want to be like that. I want to do something like that, because before that, they didn't know that women did that kind of work.
I have to say, I mean, they didn't know that women did that kind of work. And the work is so cool, right?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like, talking to you, Dr. Darden, it sounds like you love, not just loved, but love it to this day.
I absolutely do. I had a great career at NASA.
And so what about you? What do you see in your immediate future?
Well, I've been trying to inspire young people to make sure that they do know about the careers that are available to them. And I've seen the country is having more and more events where they are bringing young girls in and telling about the jobs in a different certain area and what that entails and what they need to do to prepare for those jobs. And this is something we need to have our students, girls and some guys in many instances, understand.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Darden, not only for your work at NASA, but as you just said, encouraging the next generation of explorers in this country. Dr. Christine Darden was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019 and worked at NASA from 1967 until 2007. And Margot Lee Shetterly, author of Hidden Figures, The American Dream and the Untold Story of the Black Women Mathematicians Who Helped Win the Space Race. Thank you for helping us remember Katherine Johnson today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.